Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 175 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. So in this episode of 10 Minutes With, I'm excited to bring you my interview with Sunny Moberg from Moberg Smokers in Dripping Springs, Texas. The last time I spoke to Sunny was December of 2018, and he was knee-deep in work, always in work. It took a long time, about a year, to get our interview together. But he was gracious and wonderful. And there was a great response to the interview too, because you got some really good insight into Sunny. Well, he is still the same guy, still overworked, and he's got some exciting news. So we talk about the exciting news. He's expanding, doubling his size, starting from the ground up in a new location. I don't want to give too much away, but he's really, really cut down on his lead time. We talk about that. We talk about how he's doing that and how his original location in his house was constraining because of the way it was set up and the different things that they hadn't done that they're doing at the new locations. And we get into something special that he's been hinting at for the Weekend Warriors that I think you guys will find really cool. If you want more information or to learn more about Sunny and his work, go to @MobergSmokers on social media, Instagram especially. He's done work for Killens, Terry Black's, Style Switch, Tejas, Corkscrew, Heim, tons and tons of people, lots of places. If you've been to the top 50 or beyond across the country, he's done a lot of work for a lot of people. You'll definitely know the distinctive style when you see a Moberg smoker. Also, if you want additional information, go to MobergSmokers.com. They have a new website coming out. Thank you again. And this episode of 10 Minutes With is brought to you by AJ's Custom Cookers. That's at AJ'sCustomCookers.com or AJ's Custom Cookers on social media, as well as Treaty Oak Distilling. They're available at TreatyOakDistilling.com or Treaty Oak on all the social media. So be sure to check those out. Thank you so much. And if you're digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out on anything. If you're just listening to this on podcasts, I have a YouTube channel at YouTube.com/Kevin's BBQ Joints with the visual version of this, as well as tons of other content. I have a website at Kevin'sBBQJoints.com, available on all the social media at Kevin'sBBQJoints. But once again, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for the feedback. I do appreciate it. Enjoy this. Good morning, Sunny. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Can't believe it's 2020. Could you?
No. 19 was a blur. It was a blessing. But I'm kind of happy to kind of put that one to close and start a new chapter for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the reason why I'm doing this 10 minutes with, and I try to do these 10 minutes with to kind of reconnect with somebody if they have something new going on, and you've been kind of teasing something for a little while. What's going on in your world? Are you expanding? What's going on?
Yeah, lots of things going on. Definitely. So we're expanding. The blessing of the business has just still been very strong. Julie and I, my wife, we don't jump into anything, you know, without feeling comfortable for sure. And we were going to kind of give it a 4 or 5 year plan. I continued to fall behind. We're just so booked out. We figured if the universe is going to continue to bless us, then we're going to move forward. So we're expanding. We're doubling our footprint, and I'll still use my old shop some for overflow projects and maybe some storage. But most everything will be now at our new shop, which is about 10 minutes from my house. So that'll be nice.
You're building an entirely new shop, and it's double the footprint of the original shop.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Wow. That's exciting. That's pretty crazy.
I'll miss the commute, which my shop is at my house right now, so I just walk to it. But it'll kind of be nice, you know, because I don't want to say this has turned into work, but it's definitely a full, very, very full-time job now. So instead of me, you know, working in the garden and seeing a load of propane tanks down there that need to be worked on, it'd kind of be nice to, you know, call home and work separated. You know, there's, you know, a lot of people work from home and they're like, yeah, this is great, until they kind of realize working from home has its perks and has its downs as well.
Yeah, it's nice to have that. It's nice to have that separation, and you could separate that from your life and get away from a bit, because it has been hectic for you.
It's been hectic. It's been a great hectic, you know, but I'm great at, you know, able to switch things off, you know, and do this and do that. But just, you know, booked out so far in advance, you know, there's pressure and a little bit of anxiety with that as well. So, you know, me just be able to separate that, will be great.
And let's just go back for people that have that didn't watch the first interview or haven't read anything online about what you started. How many years ago was when your first? I know you've been doing this for a long time, but when's officially you started getting to the business in the barbecue world?
You know, so yeah, I've been doing it for decades. You know, not solid. It probably wasn't 4 years ago that I told Julie my passion is in smokers. I just want to build smokers. So that's kind of, what started the thought process on that. And, we just had the stars lined up correctly. And now, sometimes I say, be careful what you wish for. I'm very happy. I'm very blessed. And I don't take any of it for granted. I'm thankful for it all. But it has turned into, full-time business and with the bigger you get, the more, I don't call them problems, but there's just a lot of stuff, that comes with, more work.
So with your new location, how big is it? And are you bringing in other people?
It's 5,000 square feet. I'm sitting in a 2,400 square foot now. I'll bring a couple of, my brother-in-law still helps me.
Yeah.
Some. And then I'll hire one or two full-time welders that can help me I've had some customers, nervous. So you're not going to weld on my smoker anymore. I'll still do most of the welding. These great welders that I'll hire, which one I've already got, he's a great young man. He, not straight out of welding school, but about 2 years out of welding school. And he was in welding pipeline, and that slowed down for him. So I scooped him up. He's young. He's eager. Great attitude. And most importantly, he's a great welder. So I'm going to have these welders, welding up components for me, counterweights and back doors, since they're double walled. Just a lot of components that they can pre-weld. And then as I'm working on the smoker, I basically grab stuff off the shelf and put it together. So it's going to be the same attention to detail, same, nothing's going to drop. I would never, sacrifice, but it is going to seem like I'm building them much faster because I don't have to stop and do that. Still same process, same everything on the smoker itself. But since I don't have to stop and weld up, a certain component, if I can just go grab it off the shelf, it's really going to,
that'll streamline things more.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yep.
Wow. Have you at least in your mind anticipated how much it's going to shrink the lead times?
I'm hoping within, half a year, we're down to about 10 months is what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
So I'm hoping, I'm not expanding to mass produce these things. I'm not expanding to, pump them out the door. They're still going to be all hands on, but we'll have two bays over there that, and I've done this in our small shop up here where we built two at a time. And, when you're building two things at a time, they just naturally go together quicker anyway. Mm-hmm. But it's a little tight, and we kind of bump into each other down here at the small shop. So once we get in the bigger shop, and it's laid out more correctly too, since it was built ground up, we can build two side by side with tons of room. And then if components are pre-built, they'll go together pretty quick. I'm wanting to cut down some of my work because I'm working a lot, 9 to 11 hour days, still 7 days a week until just recently, getting my Sundays back. And then once we move over there, it'll be kind of a 8 to 5 job with weekends off, which I'm really looking forward to.
That'll be really nice. And you deserve that. You've been putting a lot of hours in. That's so much.
And it's worn me out. I don't get sick, and I've been sick a couple of times, and unfortunately I've worked through it, just sweated it out. Yeah. But I am excited, because, hard work, busting your butt, it has its paycheck at the end of the day. And for me, it's getting more time off, and I'm really looking forward to that. Spend it with the family.
Well, what's the lead time currently? Cause you said 10 months, cut it down to 10 months. Is it a year and a half or so, or a year?
Yeah. So technically right now, if you were to throw a dart at the calendar, we're probably about 16 months out, but we're telling people we're about 13 to 14 with anticipation of the expansion, pulling that forward, you know, before their order would hit the calendar.
If you place an order right today, it would be summer of next year, probably.
Yep, exactly. Which, you know, people's been waiting, you know, 18, 19 months. So shortening that, you know, will be good. Again, like I said, I'm really in it for the passion, believe it or not. I just, you know, I love welding, but since it has turned into a business, obviously we want to make some money. Cause we just, I signed my name on a big note over there. So I definitely want to pay that off over there, but to just enjoy it a little bit better, you know, less stress. And I know, I mean, each day we grow, you know, on social media, which is cool. Cause you can see your growth, you know, literally, mm-hmm. you know, on that platform, and we can feel it, you know, as you grow, you know, your business grows. I mean, social media, there's so many ways to reach out to people these days. I'll be honest, it's hard. It's hard to keep up. If I didn't have Julie, and she has a full-time job, and so she really works probably harder than I do, not physically, but mentally for sure.
And she had to keep up with everything. I know it's hard, even harder for me, and I'm not a business. I'm just a person. So it definitely, there's enough messages and things and ways that people can reach out and contact you these days that are different than 15 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's so many ways to reach out to someone, you know, and then, you know, I don't want to say I forget, but sometimes, you know, I'll make note and it gets buried, literally gets buried, you know, and I have a customer, hey, you haven't responded. I'm like, yeah, I know. My apologies. You know, if you saw my email and my voicemail, it just my cup runneth over, and I'm thankful for it.
And it's interesting too, because I know that back when we first spoke, you had talked about how busy you were, and then now it's like this is I think maybe a year and a few months since then, which is even crazier. When do you officially move into this new location?
Officially, we move in probably second week of January.
Okay.
We're just wrapping up some fixtures over there and finalize. I had the building put up. And then I did all the finish out inside, which I probably should have paid someone to do. But I saved quite a bit of money, you know, and I worked weekends over there and evenings putting it all together. And I didn't really, you know, I didn't have any plans or designs for, you know, a contractor to even bid on. I knew what I wanted in my head, and I just sketched it out and built it from that. So that all that's almost pretty much done. So I'm excited about that because we had our last build here in the small shop. Which ironically, it'll be the last build of the year last year, and it'll be the first to be picked up over there because I'm wrapping it up, and then I'll drag it over there because I believe he's coming Monday to pick it up. So that'll be cool.
It's interesting too, because a lot of people, I've talked to a lot of people, and even though your lead times are long, a lot of people I've interviewed, they're like, oh, in a month and a half, I get my Moberg, or like 2 months, I get my Moberg. So there's still like that excitement, even though there's such a long lead time. It's just people now expect that. And it'll be nice when you can cut that in half or a third.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's what I was getting at earlier. You know, I'm not in it for the money. With the business coming in, right now we just don't sell that much because since we're out so far, you know, we actually now sell more to the restaurants that are still on paper. You know, like, hey, we're going to need this X amount of smokers, you know, for our smokehouse that's going to be built, you know, in a year from now. So those are the ones we're selling, but most of the sales, we don't sell anything because we're so far out. So that was another part of, okay, let's expand. Let's, you know, get some help and turn it into a real, real business, which is great. I'm excited. And then once we get settled over there, and I'm sure you've heard this, but once we get settled over there and streamline our big rig production, we're going to bring our backyard model back, which is going to be a crazy party in itself.
I think we had even kind of talked about that off camera. What does that involve? What are you offering for that? What will you be offering potentially?
So it's going to be the backyard model for the weekend warrior for, you know, guys like you and I, mm-hmm. you know, fit a few briskets on it and call it a day. But it's going to be nice because it's basically going to be a small version of our big rig. It's going to have a fully insulated firebox. 24-inch diameter smoke chamber, casters, stainless steel shelf. It's going to be fully decked out. Hopefully ready to roll late spring is kind of my plan, but we'll see how things go over there and how things get rolling on the big rig. Cause that's my, the stuff that I have on the books, obviously I need to take care of that first.
So if that's something late spring, early summer, is that something that people can order and get, like it'll be in stock?
Yes and no.
Potentially.
the backyards will carry their own wait list. Mm-hmm. So once we announce them and we've hinted here and there, we're going to bring them back, you know, at some point. And we've compiled this mailing list, which it's amazingly long right now. You know, I don't know how many, you know, people will purchase. I have tons of people wanting to put down money on them. I'm like, I don't want to. Let's not take any money till they're up and running.
Yeah, yeah.
So that waiting list will probably instantly be, you know, X amount of months, because once we release it, they'll get first dibs. It won't be 18 months for the backyard, which will be cool.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. That's exciting too. Well, that's like, there's so many things going on. Are you in, and you had mentioned you're excited. You're excited about this, right?
Oh, I'm so excited. And I'm a little worn out from 19, just from the physical work itself, and then that building, almost the death of me. I mean, if someone told me, so we found that lot in last December, or December before last, and we closed January of 19, and if someone would have said, hey, you know, we'll get you in this building rolling in 12 months, I'd have called them crazy. but it took 12 months, you know, everyone's busy. Contractors are busy. I don't put up big commercial building for a living. So I was kind of doing general on it. And, you know, I ran into some permit issues that took longer than I thought they would. Cause I just, you know, I don't pull permits every day. So when they told me, oh yeah, this permit, you know, is 5 months out, you know, it kind of makes your jaw drop.
I know. Though that permit process is ridiculous sometimes. Oh, it's terrible.
So that's all behind us. Everything's ready to roll. The final touches now are up to me to get it up and running, which we're close. We're close. We're working on our lift. We're building all new lifts, heavy-duty welding tables. Everything's new over there, or most everything's new, which would be cool. And just need to kind of finish up some small stuff, and we're ready to roll.
How crazy will that be, that first day in that new shop?
It's going to be crazy. Like when I need glasses now. You know, I turned 50 the other day, and I've needed glasses. I've been wearing glasses for a while, you know, mainly just to drive. But as I get older, you know, your eyesight's just
starts to... Mine too. I'm wearing these. I used to not wear these.
Downhill. but this shop's so big, I almost need my glasses to see the other end. So I think I'm excited. It's going to be just the space itself. Because Kevin, you would not believe, like, we literally, Guy and I, when he's here at the little shop, we play Tetris to move stuff. Because the layout just, it wasn't made to, and then there again, I don't want to use the word mass produce, but even build something, you know, it was just me first, you know, and the paint booth I built was not big enough for 1,000 gallon, because at the time I wasn't doing those, you know. So I was like, this would be plenty big, you know, because any bigger, you know, that takes footprint of the shop. But yeah, it's just me and guys sat down one day and we figured out we spend about 4 to 5 hours a week minimum moving stuff around just to get to something you need.
Yeah, that's such a waste of time.
I mean, that is literally a waste of time. And that's believe it or not, that's a generous number. So if you think about it, 5 hours a week is crazy. So once we get over there, I mean, there'll be, you know, some massaging and moving and little bit of Tetris, just because, you know, these things are big.
Yeah, it's always that way. Yeah.
But nothing like over here. It's going to be so much more streamlined. It's going to seem like, you know, we're just pumping these things out the door. And they, you know, I'm hoping at some point, you know, we're about 1.5 times what we are over here. Which shouldn't be a difficult goal to reach. You know, I have some of my friends or, you know, customers, you know, say, golly, man, they're flying out the door. they'll really seem like they're flying out the door once we get over there.
This might be a stupid question. Is it hard to get propane tanks now because of the demand? Has that changed it?
It is not easier. It's becoming more of a challenge for sure, just because of the demand from new smoker companies to just the weak employers, and that's great. I mean, I cheer on the weekend warrior that wants to tackle these things. We get DMs almost daily. Hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I'm pretty open, especially on DM. I'll go into some details and send them in the right direction, just because I think it's great that someone's trying to save some money and get up again, because pay it forward, and you never know, they may become huge where now they don't have time to build a smoker and they need to buy yours.
Or they open a restaurant and they need one or two or who knows what.
That's sir. Yep, that's right. So I don't go into any detail about cutting into a smoker or cutting into the propane tank. I don't go into detail of that, because I don't, I just don't want the liability. And there is liability there, because if someone's not doing it correctly, there could be an issue. I've had some, surprise me, and I don't want anyone to be surprised.
Yeah, and it's not like welding and dealing with metal and sharp edges. Like it's there's danger in doing that all yourself if you don't know what you're doing.
For sure, for sure. Yeah.
Wow, that's really exciting. And so I'm super excited for you and it's interesting. Our interview is one of my most popular and my most commented interviews from, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but it was, people continue to write me about that because, and they, I think it's because they got a chance to know you and know you as a person and know that you're humble and you're dedicated and you're a passionate guy and that you really want to do a great job for your customers. And I'm honored that I got a chance to talk to you again and that you've taken the time because you're busy and we've been trying to do this for a few months and it's been pushed out. And I know it's been semi-frustrating for you because you want to get going on this.
I do, and I look forward to talking to you. I can't wait till you can come down here and
Oh, I
see the
can't wait.
shop.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the shop for sure, and I enjoy talking to you in the interviews. I do get I get comments all the time about that first interview you and I did.
Well,
Yeah, it seems like years ago. Who knows? It could have been last year. Kevin, you should know when we
I
did
know I should
it.
have. I should, isn't that like the research I should have done? I could blame it on my cold a little bit.
There you go. There you go. We'll play on the call.
Well, thank you for taking the time, and I wanted to ask you three quick questions that are non-barbecue related. If you weren't doing what you're doing, is there a dream job or a dream job as a child that you wanted to do?
Dream job.
Did you want to be a fireman?
Every young boy, I think, wants to be a
I
fireman
think I
with a fire
did.
truck. It's cool. It's just, it's so cool. I have friends that are firemen, and knowing their job, that's the last job I'd
It's a
want,
tough job.
probably.
It's so hard.
No, I got heart, and what they deal with, I can handle. I can handle. Dream job. I mean, I think I'm living my dream job, to be
That's
honest with
cool.
you.
That's a great answer.
I love what I do, and people make me smile, and I make them smile, and then they make great barbecue, and they make someone else smile. So I think that's,
That's
it's pretty
perfect.
cool.
That's really cool. Is there anything you guys listen to in the shop, music-wise? Do you guys have music going?
Boy, I mean, I'll listen to the full array from 80s country to I got this rap strength on my Pandora, which drops a lot of F-bombs. Door has to be locked if customers are going to be around. To 80s, pop music, just today's country. And I mean, I'm full circle when it comes to music. Definitely not. I like classical in the evening, but I can't work to classical.
No, I think it takes a certain mindset. I think it also it affects your brain in a certain way that you have to be doing a certain task to listen to classical music. I don't know if that's specific to welding.
Sipping some wine maybe or some bubbly.
And then my last question is there a restaurant in your area or that you've been to recently that's not barbecue that you really love?
I love barbecue.
I hope you do.
Me and Julie, when we are not eating barbecue, which is actually, we don't eat as much barbecue as people think we do, because one, I'm welding. Now, once we get things smoothed out in the new shop, and then I get my weekends off, I'm gonna be like these barbecue trail guys, because I want to go see, you know, some of our restaurants in person. Sushi. I love sushi. There's a sushi restaurant in North Austin that, in my opinion, is the best sushi anyone can have.
Oh yeah, could you say the name, or do you not want to say the name because people too many people will go to it?
No, it's called Tomo, and yeah, I don't want the line longer, but we go, you know, once every few months, so it's not like it's going to affect me.
I'll put that on my list. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, if you like sushi, it'll knock your socks off.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Well, thank you again, Sonny, for everything you do for the barbecue world and for us, and for taking the time to share your story again and to share your news, because it's exciting. It's really exciting for a lot of people as well as for yourself.
Well, I appreciate it. You as well. I mean, you know, people like you spreading the word, and I don't want to date myself, but it's still hard to believe, you know, this social media connection, you know, really makes us, you know, just one big family. And I love this barbecue family.
Well, I love it too. It is amazing. It took social media, when people were kind of like, social media, what is this? It's actually created something special.
I mean, it really has, you know. So I think I appreciate that a lot, you know, and the ability, you know, for someone just to get on their phone or their computer and see our product, you know, and buy it, and they're in Tokyo. I mean,
it's crazy. That's crazy. That is crazy.
I mean, that's crazy. You know, back when I was building products, you know, to sell them, you know, you had to run a phone book ad, you had to run this ad, you had to buy a billboard, you had to do, you know, all that expense. And those phone books back in the day, they were expensive.
Mm-hmm. Or if you wanted to do like a bus bench or something, you had to get 7 of them or 10 of them, and it was expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's all changed, and I love it all.
Yeah, I love it too. Well, Alexa, well, have a great weekend. And
awesome. You're welcome. Thank you.
I can't wait to visit, and have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You too.
Take care.